We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Have a Heart Health Radio. So glad you're with us this week. I'm your host, Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods, and with me,
Bill Sardi, your resident health journalist, and I'm pleased to be here with Dave Stouter, the captain, originator, founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. A lot of people after this show try to dig up David and ask him more questions, and because he's an over-the-counter guy. He's where the rubber meets the road, and that is questions about dietary supplements and health every day. I write books, so I know a few answers, but he does it every day of the week, and I do it every other day. Well, really, on email you can get a hold of me too, and we both answer health questions with no commercial interest whatsoever for everybody and anybody who can get through. So we let our audience know that. And the idea of this program is to shake your tree, your poorly founded faith in modern medicine, and at the beginning of the show, and help redirect you in the second part of the show with wonderful free ideas about how to stay healthy. And the third part of the show belongs to our sponsor, Longevinix, the red wine pill, an anti-aging pill. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And then on to Garlazyme, also our sponsor, the wonderful, the first alkalinized garlic pill assuredly delivers allicin, the primary ingredient in fresh garlic. But we want to talk, David, today about...
Well, I do want to make a promise to everybody. A lot of people called in about our last show, Bill, and I'll give out our toll-free number. If you want your question answered on the air, just call us at 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. And I promise a lot of people were curious about where to get your books, curious about our topic of kidney health, and we will get to that pretty shortly here, folks.
Okay,
I promise.
Those questions aren't answered on the air live, but you can leave your questions, and then we get to them the following week, and we're trying to do that in just a moment. But we're being preempted today by a major story. All of us know it. Our hearts are saddened. Robin Williams, the passing of Robin Williams. And of course, it belongs on this show because – of, you know, I don't think all of us know about the road that we're headed on and where it could be headed. We might be headed to a dead end street. And in the case of Robin Williams, he did go into rehab a number of times. He did have substance abuse. There were a lot of antidepressants and drugs. I'm sure the doctors gave him over the time. We have to wonder about all that. So many Americans on antidepressants and other medicines. We're not specifically sure of which ones. And he had his own issues with this whole thing as it was. Piled on top of a bunch of financial problems, he, a man worth $75 million reported to be at one time, paying two ex-wives $20 million is the numbers I heard. And, you know, so they made out well, their attorneys made out well, everybody but Robin Williams. And then his financial counselor seemed to have let him down and got him stuck with a $20 million, it was a ranch of some sort, property that he couldn't liquidate. You don't want to get stuck with non-liquid assets. What we mean is you can't turn them back to cash easy. And so he got stuck with this. He couldn't palm it off. He was now living in a little house that his mother had left him. And he was down to that, and they were talking to him, well, you're out of money. Maybe, you know, everybody else living off of him, and, you know, maybe you could go on an improv tour, improvisation comedy. Well, you know, he's getting up in his years and to put him through all that. And then they decided on a TV series, which wasn't going to pay him much, but he tried it. The first airing, and they canned it, and that is what threw him off. And Robin Williams, the quintessential comedy Mrs. Doubtfire of our time, is gone and not with us anymore. And I think it's a combination of all these things. And I've got to think about divorce a lot, because divorce, I mean, they've criminalized divorce in this country, and all the attorneys pile on, and there's a lot of the folks, I looked it up, about 85% of the people who go through divorce think that both attorneys were colluding in order to drag it on so that they could collect more money. And, you know, you get into divorce court, it should all be done by mediation. And unfortunately, there is mediation available. Like here in California, we have a no-fault state. So it should just run right through. But there's an axe to grind, often by the female, but and males too. And this prolongs the whole thing, and it's over the custody of the child, if there are children usually, because that's where the big spat is. And you see, the money's already divided by the state, and they already have formulas. You can't argue about it too much. So the issue gets to be custody of children, and there's a war going on there with the children caught in between. But you know, you're in divorce, you're going to a court, same court that they have criminals at. You're before the same judges. They may be divorce court judges, but these are guys that have you know, done all kinds of stuff. And you've got penalties. I mean, someone in a no-fault state can break the contract of marriage, and their partner, through no fault of their own, is now subject to fines and even imprisonment. So, you know, and so you could go to jail and face all these fines. And the emotional aspect of all this and the plundering of the wealth. I know a doctor had five children, went through a bitter divorce. His wife had a $12 million home in Beverly Hills. And 10 years later, she lives in Beverly Hills in a little apartment. The attorneys took the whole $12 million. And it just seems like lawyers, the fee ends up to be whatever available money was there in assets or whatever. So they just drag it on, and it just never ends. And so and of course, wrapped up in the emotions of, you know, divorce is kind of a fair game. Everybody is an honest man in divorce court really isn't be tough on an honest man. I mean, everybody assumes everybody's hiding money, everybody's lying, and it's fair game in divorce. And so I had an attorney tell me, you know, prisoners in jail and imprisoned are on their best behavior, but people going through divorce are on their worst behavior. And it's amazing how this whole phenomena in America has gone through. Here's Robin Williams, having gone through it twice, plundered a great deal of his wealth and money, and now this wonderful treasure of America. Like John Denver was a treasure of American songs and lyrics and things. And here's Robin Williams, a treasure, an American treasure in comedy. For all of us, we've all watched all of his movies. We've all laughed with everything that he's done, and now gone from us. And I wonder if our system, how many things just overtook this man.
Well, Bill, isn't it what gets us about Robin Williams, I think, is we've all heard stories of somebody who is about to have a scandal revealed in their life, and they take their own life because they can't face it, or they've gone bankrupt, or they're going to go to prison, or some horrible thing is facing them, and they've decided to take their own life. But here's somebody that, at least on the outside, they were popular. Everybody loved them. They made us laugh. Robin Williams kept us happy through our down times, I think is how we all look at it. And obviously his financial situation wasn't maybe what we thought, but he was successful. He was awarded, and it just seems out of the blue. So here's the guy that made us laugh. In regards to health, I mean, you've painted a very interesting picture how all these things, especially the pain and the financial burden of not just one but two divorces. But I always have in the back of my mind, there's such a correlation between these medications that they give us as treatments. And in some cases, they seem to trigger this self-violence or violence towards others. And I have a feeling we don't know. I have a feeling that played a role.
I'm sure it did. you know, when we look at the whole thing, it's just that, you know, Elvis Presley was towards the end of his career. I mean, he wasn't that old, but his career was over. He had gained a lot of weight. He didn't look like what we might call the stud that he used to be. His voice was wavering. He was trying to regain himself. But it was health. His health was giving out. He was overweight. He didn't look like he used to. He couldn't sing as well. And, you know, all of this, again, the American diet, all of these things piling up on people that are so public and have to maintain their image. And, you know, if you had to go out every night just in Vegas on a stage and perform, if you had to be a basketball player and go out every night and perform in front of people, you see how these people reach for stimulants and things to keep them going? Could you do it? Could you do it and in front of the public make the biggest blunders and mistakes and everybody go boo and this kind of thing? And it's so difficult in sports and entertainment field and so on. And so here's a man we kind of take for granted. But I think our whole system, the medical system, let him down, making him dependent on chemicals and things, I'm sure, that he got from his own doctors. And then, you know, the divorce system, which is a mess, and then the legal system was there, and of course I'm even bringing his financial counselors to bear on this as they burden him with things that he couldn't liquidate. So, you know, all of these people kind of feeding off of this guy, and I'm sure some attorneys that are involved, you know, just being involved to collect the millions for the exes of Robin Williams over the years, so they just kept making the money. And you know, it's just, wow, he doesn't get left with anything. So this
yeah,
is just a real piece of poison.
It is, and perhaps that's why we might just end the segment of, you know, folks, there are a lot of challenges that we all have in our lives, and it can happen to people you've never heard about and the, quote, rich and famous. But that's why you, you know, all the treatments and the medications, they might have helped some things, but they didn't, you know, they didn't have him turn away from that cliff. And I think that's something we should all consider. When we come back, we are going to take up some of your questions that we do appreciate you asking. And again, you can call 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Leave us a message and we will try to get back to you. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter.
And with Bill Sardi, your resident health journalist. What are those questions, David, that have on their mind?
Bill, let me get to one real quick. I had a fellow call me, and he was a little unclear. He said, I'd like to get a hold of a copy of Bill Sardi's book on pain. And I thought for a moment, because I know most of your books, I'm going, oh. And we had been talking a lot about hyaluronic acid in last week's show, and you mentioned because it was good for pain, among many other things, and that you had written a book. And what is the title of that book on hyaluronic acid?
How to Live 100 Years Without Growing Old. But hyaluronic acid is a gel-like, jello-like cushioning molecule, and it cushions the sheath or the insulation around our nerves. I've had people throw away their morphine and all kinds of pain pills. Once they added that insulation from injuries and lifelong other issues, and they just don't, it's been a godsend for so many people. Hyaluronic acid, H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C, hyaluronic acid. Your body makes it. You've got a ton of it when you're young. You'll notice that you get scratches and things in your youth, and you don't have any scarring. As you get older, you're losing the hyaluronic acid, particularly females. Estrogen promotes the production of hyaluronic acid in your body. Women have that smooth skin, thick hair, beautiful lips, unbelievable flexibility in their joints, and then they tend to lose more with the change of life. So hyaluronic acid, it's really on everyone's scoreboard as you get older. Great for the joints, skin, hair, but particularly for nerves and nerve pain, and really should be used. And my book sheds some light on that, but I think I've given you the idea. Why don't you try some 50 to 100 milligrams at health food stores? There's various brands. I formulated some of those for Purity Products in New York. But the issue is take advantage of it. And, yes, pain is trouble. Other good pain relievers for you when you're having musculoskeletal pain and so on. SAMe, S-A-M, little e, S-adenosyl, methionine, is good for pain and inflammatory type pain. Also, resveratrol, a wonderfully good red wine molecule. Our sponsor, Longevinix, has it as the key ingredient in their product, and it is known as a wonderful pain reliever. So there's a number of these natural things that work quite well and helpful for us. I'm trying to encourage people not to reach for acetaminophen, Tylenol. It's a liver toxin. Try not to reach for aspirin. It does relieve some pain, but it also causes brain hemorrhages and bleeding gastric ulcers. So try to reach for some of these things from nature to relieve your pain. Ginger is very good for relief of some kinds of types of pain. Tart cherry, very good also, and a wonderful study by the United States Department of Agriculture on tart cherry, available also in health food stores. Do you have something to add to the list there, David?
The one thing I would add is a proteolytic enzyme called serrapeptase, S-E-R-R-A-P-E-P-T-A-S-E. My wife and I use it all the time. It's basically an enzyme you take on an empty stomach, and it tends to seek out inflamed and damaged tissue, helps bring down inflammation and pain, and also helps tissue repair, and even can be used in high doses for acute pain. And you gave a great list, Bill. But real quick, if people are interested in getting a hold of your books, where do they go?
I don't know. Where do you get Sarah's Peptase?
Funny
they named it after her.
Is it knowledgeofhealth.com or is it the
Knowledge of Health is my free non-commercial website. I have some scruples once in a while, and I believe modern medicine and everybody has their hand out in this business too much. So you can go to knowledgeofhealth.com. There are no ads for books, products, nothing. It's all free. Knowledgeofhealth.com. Get the information there. I love to write about health and help people there. But my books and other information, all the money goes to my webmaster. I don't make a dime on it, but it's at naturalhealthlibrarian.com, naturalhealthlibrarian.com. Some of those are still in print, and some of them are only available as ebooks. But you can get a hold of whatever wisdom or lack of is there at naturalhealthlibrarian.com. And, of course, I'm available through various those websites and so on to answer questions individually to people. Where I can find the time, I get about 80 emails a day asking questions about health. They're all answered with a non-commercial bent to people that are needy, because I believe that modern medicine is neglectful. Just to answer a question, you got to pay a few $100. So, you know, there's something wrong. Yeah. With modern medicine. So,
I was only pressing you, Bill, because somebody did call in and was interested in the book, and please tell me how to get it. So I was really just trying that. But the next thing, we got a lot of calls. We were talking about, you were talking about how, they had found that with, groups of older people with blood pressure between 120 and 159, the more drugs and the better the drugs, quote, worked in terms of numbers, the more problems they caused, including kidney problems. And we talked a bit about kidney health, and a lot of people called in wanting to sort of go back over what we had said. Now, you mentioned something, and this surprised me. I had sort of forgotten about this, but IP6, it's in the Longevinex formula. You've written a book about that as well. What about IP6 and kidney health?
Okay. We have a massive upsurge of kidney disease in the United States. And by the way, the second organ that's most critical in your body to keep you alive is the kidneys. Okay. So first the heart, then we have the kidneys. So you don't want to go into kidney failure, and a lot of Americans are because we have this high fructose corn syrup diet. We have a lot of sugars and carbohydrates in our diet. If you want to get off of the kidney transplant list, and I've helped many people do this, simply go to a low-carb diet, no bread, no rice, no pasta, no refined sugars, and get yourself into things that are going to clean the kidneys out. Now, what do the kidneys do? They filter the blood. Well, if you've got a lot of minerals in there, the kidneys start looking pretty calcified. And, you know, like the drain where there's hard water, you know, it looks all kind of cakey and like concrete in there. That's what your kidneys look like after the years of filtering everything. And you want to have something that breaks that up and dissolves that. And that is called IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6, inositol hexaphosphate, 6 molecules of phosphate, 1 of inositol. Comes from rice bran. It's an extract of rice bran. You can get it in health food stores, about 1,500 milligrams a day. And it cleans out all of the stones forming in your body. Now, that's kidney stones and gallbladder stones and all the calcifications in your body. So all the things that make you stiff and like concrete, all those things are taken away. And that makes your kidneys work a lot better. And then we want to talk about the importance of the lignans from flaxseed meal and flaxseed oil. They have the high lignan oil, like Barleans makes a wonderful brand. But also the flaxseed meal is the crushed seed. You can get the seed and crush it in your own coffee grinder if you want to. Put it in the refrigerator if you have more left over. But the lignans in there are going to bring and regenerate the cells in your kidneys. And then finally, thiamine. You reminded me, I forgot last week. Thiamine is vitamin B1, and very critical because this is cut off from you. It's people that are high in sugar diets. The thiamine doesn't get metabolized and absorbed very well. Coffee, tea, and alcohol block a thiamine. So you may want to ask David Stouter at his store about benfothiamine, benfotiamine they call it. It's a fat-soluble form of vitamin B1. Because there's so many things blocking its absorption in our diet, and even healthy things like tea and coffee. So it's important that we get enough thiamine. It's an anti-aging molecule. We included it in the Longevinex product itself, which is an anti-aging pill. So very important. You want to bring your kidneys back. If you know a loved one or a friend, think of those three things, IP6 rice bran, and the lignans from flaxseed meal, flaxseed oil, and the thiamine, preferably in the fat-soluble form, vitamin B1 as benfotiamine, B-E-N-F-O-T-I-A-M-I-N-E. A lot of health food stores don't carry that benfotiamine, do they, David?
No, you know what sales reps will come into our store, and we have a whole shelf of benfotiamine, mainly also because been on a previous radio show with us before, but an endocrinologist, Dr. Joe Prendergast, uses benfotiamine a lot with his diabetic patients because it's also good for blood sugar, and it does help with nerve pain and neuropathy, but it does protect the kidneys, and we see kidney problems, especially with diabetics. So that is a great, I think anybody would see improvement with those three things.
And your diabetologist isn't going to tell you that all three of the major complications of diabetes, that's retinopathy, back of the eye, nephropathy, your kidneys, and neuropathy, your nerves going numb in your feet and so on, all three of those averted totally by taking benfotiamine. So if you're diabetic today, you need to be taking vitamin B1. I'm sorry, don't go to your doctor. He's clueless. Just get the vitamin B1. If you can't find it in your store, call this isn't a commercial. We're just trying to add it in here. You know, call David Stouter, our guest host, co-host here at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. What was the number up there? Because they're going to get confused.
If you would like to call us at Apple Health Foods, call me. I'm there Thursday through Monday. It's 877-APPLE-HF, like Apple Health Foods, 877-277-5343. Okay, I got a question for you, Bill. There's a popular health magazine that I read and a lot of people read that is always promoting, you know, the science on nutrition. And yet I will from time to time in this magazine see them extolling metformin, which is one of the diabetic drugs. And my basic stance instinctively is to be very negative about medications. And yet here's this magazine that's always talking about, you know, health things, and they're bringing up a lot of benefits of metformin. So I don't know what to think. So we're going to take a short break, and I'd like you to shed some light on that for us. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicked to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Have a Heart Health Radio. You're two health advocates with a big heart with me, Bill Sardi. Yours truly, Dave Stouter. Bill, as I just said in the close there, instinctively, I always try to shy away from medications. I feel that so much of chronic health issues can be solved through diet, lifestyle, and nutrition. But yet, I hear a lot of things about metformin from circles that surprise me, people that I would think share my sort of anti-medication stance. What's going on?
David, before we get into our self-serving commercials about Longevinex, our red wine pill, which is the metformin story is a lead into that because it's known as metformin is an anti-diabetic drug, but they're now saying you can live longer on that anti-diabetic drug. That maybe healthy people who don't have diabetes should take it because it's an anti-aging pill. And it's true. It's one of the three big ones that's promoted, along with a resveratrol-based pill, a red wine molecule, which is what Longevinix features, our sponsor's product, and also something called Target of Rapamycin. There's a little drug called Rapamycin, or there's another name for it, but Sirolimus, I think it is what it is. But it also, these are the three anti-aging pills of our age, the researchers, kind of talking about them. But before I get there, I keep saying, you know, nobody's going to listen to this show if we don't really help give away some free health tips. And one of them that came across the board, there are two here. Colon cancer can be determined by gut bacteria. This is interesting. The polyps, and I don't believe that polyps are precancerous as well, as much as they say they are, but they're abnormal and they develop in your digestive tract. And the whole point is your bacteria there determines, is what they're finding this out. So what you need is good bacteria there. And when you're getting too much sugar in your diet, you're overgrowing yeast, which interrupts this whole thing. You're going to get food allergies and all kinds of other problems. And so, you know, 72% of us have the candida overgrowth. Candida is a fungus. It grows in the bottom. It's a normal part of your digestive tract. It just overgrows all the way up to your tongue. And then another 52% of us have H. pylori, a little bug that shuts off the stomach acid in our stomach, so we don't digest our food very well. But then you can see why this all turns into a mess, and then the antibiotics come in and alter all that, and we don't have the good bacteria in our digestive tract. Now, the problem we have is that the probiotics that we take, which is Acidophilus and Bifidus, those are the two common ones, they don't regrow like seed in a lawn. You know, now it regrows and keeps growing. It comes in. It's a non-pathogenic, doesn't cause a disease bacteria that ignites or turns on our immune system. Oop, foreign bacterium, and it helps our immunity, but it doesn't. There's trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract, so there's no way you're going to get those little bit that you put in just to make much difference at all. It doesn't start regrowing and give you the new green lawn that you want in your digestive tract. So it just doesn't happen that way. But there are ways to get that going, and they think, you know, boiled cabbage and some of these things are good to get the good bacteria going in your digestive tract. So the prebiotics, they call those. We'll talk about that more another day. And the other subject I wanted to talk about is, we just mentioned it briefly, which was stones in your body. And this is in the Journal of Urolithiasis, that is the Journal of Kidney Stones. And they're pointing out that, if you don't get enough of this phytate, this IP6, and you get it in bran, like bran cereal and IP6 rice bran, if you don't get it, you're going to have calcium piling up in your arteries, but in your kidneys, in your kidney stones and all this, and you're going to go in for the treatment. You have that ultrasound treatment and all that. You know, for all of this, and a lot of you have stones in your gallbladder, get the IP6 as a dietary supplement. Some of you may need to be on a little bit of it the rest of your life. So now let me get back to our story about metformin. Metformin is the only anti-diabetic drug you don't gain weight. Now, if you're about 35 pounds or more over your high school weight, you're pre-diabetic or diabetic. It's just the way we are. And probably most of us are in that region. I'm just barely at that point. But the issue is that most of the drugs make us more gain weight, most of the anti-diabetic drugs, and then that makes us more diabetic. Now, metformin is the only one that doesn't do that. It does deplete us of vitamin B12. So if you're on metformin today, go out and get a B12 pill so that they have them at under-the-tongue ones, various ones, because you're going to become vitamin B12 deficient. And then you're going to have short-term memory loss, sore tongue, burning feet, fatigue, backaches. These are the kind of things you get when you're B12 deficient. But for all of that said, metformin, they find that now real evidence that it's not theoretically, but probably is, study of 78,000 patients, is that it looks like people are living longer on it, which means gee, maybe even people who aren't diabetic should take this as an anti-aging pill. Would you take it? It only costs 10 cents. Is price the problem? Do you need permission from your doctor? Well, you do because it's prescription. So you got to go to your doctor to get it. He's not going to prescribe it so you live longer. Now, something that's better tested, that's proven in human studies, because we have the human study of wine, and where you get enough of this resveratrol in wine, not just grape juice, but where it's fermented and therefore concentrated, and that people live far longer. In fact, people who drink a little bit of wine modestly live far longer than teetotalers. But the issue is you don't have to have the alcohol. 40% of Americans don't drink any alcohol, and you can get a red wine pill that works better than metformin, both, I think, for your diabetes. You know, there was a doctor who took our Longevinix capsule to India, and he gave it to hundreds of diabetics, and every case of diabetes was resolved with the Longevinix pill. Now, again, it never got published, and it's kind of hidden here in this country. Our sponsor, Longevinix, is a red wine anti-aging pill. Makes you live longer and healthier. The part that people didn't hear, because when they hear longer, that means more years in a wheelchair drooling at the mouth. No, it means you increased your health span and your lifespan. Do you want to know more about it? Are you one of those people that's a seeker, a longevity seeker? Then you can find out more about Longevinix at 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. Leave me your name and phone number. They're not going to hustle you to order anything. They'd just like to send you the information. And the product is called Longevinix, like the word longevity. And that's 866-405-4000. The experience in your store has been that people walk in with darker hair and look about 20 years younger, right, David?
Usually overnight, Bill. But no, look, I'm being a little silly, but I'll tell you what, honestly, my job, folks, at the store is to evaluate products. It's funny, Bill, I was thinking about you. I turned on the radio and someone was selling a dietary supplement around growth hormone. And what I noticed was they talked a lot about science, because there is science about growth hormone, but they talked all about the science of the drug. And or what we know growth hormone does in the body. But really, as I listened carefully, there was absolutely no science on their product. They were hoping that this nutritional product might give you some benefit, and maybe it did. Who knows? But what impresses me is beyond all the stories in our store, people having their floaters go away. We've had some people, and we know about this, with macular degeneration improving. We've seen blood sugar, blood pressure numbers go down, energy in people working out. But the other thing is, this is the one resveratrol product that has science, humans and animals. And so little of the dietary supplements out there and don't have this science. And this is what attracts me to this product.
Well,
and
I'd be a 50 billionaire, David, if we could just get folks to believe any of this. Most people love the science, but make a decision of the product to use by their pocketbook, so that it becomes an issue. But we don't really care so much. Get introduced to resveratrol, see if it'll work for you. The big issue is a lot of these products aren't working. The most expensive product that you can buy is one that doesn't work. And unfortunately, more resveratrol works to your against you. So the issue is to get somebody who knows about dosing and put it in their formula properly, had it proven not just in lab dishes and animals, but in humans. And, of course, we've had that experience with Longevinix. And it's affordable. It's just we hate to see people losing. You know, some of these products are poorly formulated. Some of them actually give diarrhea to people. So, you know, we try to make this clear to people that a well-proven product on the Longevinix has been on the market for over 10 years. We have no major side effects reported. It would pass safety and toxicity tests, the same ones that are used to approve a drug. I know. I can hear it right now. What was the name of it again? You can't pronounce it. There was resveratrol, the word you don't know about, the red wine molecule, and Longevinex, so in other words, tongue twister, and you need to go back and ask your doctor about it. Well, I don't know that we're going in a fertile direction there, because doctors, just 10 years now we've been doing this, and they just don't have any answers on this.
Hey, nobody asks their doctor when they're standing in front of the produce case. Look, folks, these are food supplements, okay? They are food supplements. They are your natural medicine. You get to make the call. They're not medications. They're not prescriptions. For those things, you go to your doctor. So if you do call your doctor on whether to buy carrots, radishes, or peanuts or cashews, fine. These are food supplements, and they're not that expensive. You know, Bill, I have very, very pricey supplements on the shelf because of their ingredients or how much is in them. Longevinex is not that. This is one pill that can do an awful lot for a person, and that makes it a bargain in my mind.
It's been a godsend for many. You want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000. It works so wonderfully. The older you are, the more dramatically it works, so I can just tell you that much.
All right, we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And we're on once a week right here on your local stations. I'll remind you, we keep the archives of these radio programs at haveaheartradio.com. And so, you know, please share it with your friends. Listen to it again if you like. If you haven't had enough of us this week, yours truly, Dave Stouter, with me, Bill Sardi. As always, the two of us here for you. So, Bill, you know, besides dietary supplements, and that's my forte at the store, certainly, ideally, as best we can, we want to get our nutrition from food. And my goodness, don't we get a lot of advertisements? What's the most amazing food in the world? It's a mangosteen, it's acai, it's green tea, it's chocolate, it's maki, it's yacon syrup. I forget what Dr. Oz is talking about this week, but they've done some science on that, so there was a winner.
There was a winner. 47 foods were tested for their nutrient density, meaning the most you can get in the little bit of food that was there, you know, weight basis, you know, pound for pound. Now the deal is, we're not talking about food being so nutrient dense that it's as good as a vitamin pill. I mean, multivitamin, you're going to have pounds and pounds. I think it's some like 23 pounds of food to equal some of these well-made multivitamins like I've formulated for Purity Products. But they wanted to know, when you looked at iron and riboflavin, vitamin B2, niacin, vitamin B3, folic acid, vitamin B9, vitamin B6 as pyridoxine, vitamin B12, and vitamin C and vitamin K. If you took all those and you measured which foods were most dense on a pound-for-pound basis, and let me just let you guess a little bit, all you listeners out there. Was it cabbage? Was it broccoli?
Maybe.
Dandelion greens?
Okay, that would be a good one.
Huh? I mean, how about mustard greens? or watercress or spinach. You know, spinach is really always way up there. And
Popeye
it is in
votes for spinach.
It's way up there on this study, but the most nutrient dense food they found among 47 powerhouse fruits and vegetables. Drum roll, David. Watercress. You know, I love watercress, and I can never find it anymore. It's hard, and it's terribly expensive. And so watercress, I just love watercress. And it turns out all the things that have that little bitter aftertaste, Chinese cabbage, chard, beet greens, and then they got into spinach, chicory, leaf lettuce, parsley, romaine. I'm going down the line from the top to the bottom. And then the collard, turnip, and mustard greens, endive, something I love that has that little bitterness to it. If you're Italian, you love endive or adive, or you should. Kale is in the top 15. That's had a resurgence. You know, I never ate any kale in my life. Last 10 years, we've been eating a ton of it. So, and good because it has that lutein in there. Good for your eyes. Just packed with it. Certainly broccoli's in the top 20. Pumpkin is in here. Brussels sprouts and on down the line. So
a whole lot of green stuff, huh?
A whole lot of green stuff. You know, I had a few people in my lifetime tell me they never eat anything that's green. Ugh. You know, I just kind of, what? You know, are you afraid it's like, you know, something that crawls around like spiders or something? I don't know. They were, you know, kind of.
I've met a few of those people, too, that it's not just, you know, they don't like broccoli and such. It's really my son-in-law will go out to dinner sometime and they'll bring him, you know, a steak or something. And he'll go. Why is this meal spoiled by all this foliage? You know, he kind of makes a joke out of it. But.
Yeah, it just grew out of the plate, and he was concerned about it, right? I mean, that's it.
Well, you know, my wife always makes a lot of salads that are watercress is the main green. Typically, when you get it at all, it's just a condiment, like a sprig, like parsley.
Yeah, good for her. But listen, before our show's up, we want to get a little pitch in for Garlazyme, the world's first alkalinized garlic capsule, assuredly delivers the allicin, the primary active ingredient. In fresh crushed garlic, you can fresh crush it yourself, save your money. If you can tolerate the garlic breath and odor and all of the pungency trying to get it down your throat, if you'd like something you can tolerate and is inexpensive, Garlazyme is available. It's the you can read about it at garlazyme.com, garlizyme.com. Watch my little chalk talk there online. But how do you get it? What do you do with it? Well, costs only about $8.60 a month. When you buy three 1-month supply bags, you get a fourth one free. Costs about $10.50 a bag, but you save. I think it's about $8.60 a month. I'm trying to say it so fast I can't even get the air out of my mouth. And shipping is free. So where do you find out about Garlazyme? 866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. By the way, the world's best garlic pill at the most impossibly low price. It's the most affordable. And I want to throw in just a little piece of news. They took garlic and then they took concentrated tomato paste and they put it in animals where they had what they call ascites tumors. You get these tumors and fluid in your belly and the animals. So humans get it too. And they took and it didn't work in the short term very well. But when they took garlic, fresh crushed garlic, like you'll find in Garlazyme, and they took these tumors and they measured the size of them, over the short term, wasn't much effect. But over a little bit longer term, it was dramatic. And so these tumors, which were, these are arbitrary numbers, but they're like a 4 number if you didn't get any of the garlic or tomato paste. Well, then the tumors shrunk in size and their mass to like 1.5 instead of 4.2. And if you use the garlic and the tomato, it shrunk to 1.0. So in other words, they were about 4 times smaller, these tumors were. In other words, they didn't grow very well, and they shrunk if they were existing ones dramatically if you use tomato. And, you know, tomato paste is a great way of getting that lycopene, that concentrated form of tomato. But so interesting how garlic and tomato work together, and you wonder what the Mediterranean diet, how well it works. Now, for a lot of us, we like garlic, the primary anti-cancer molecule in garlic, the blood pressure controlling molecule in garlic, the one that kills all the germs, bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoeba, protozoa, all those two, including the Ebola virus, is allicin. That's the key molecule. You'll not get it if you heat up your garlic in your diet, if you cook it. You won't get it out of common garlic pills because your stomach acid negates the enzyme that creates allicin. You want to find out how to do it reliably. It's called Garlazyme, and you can find out more about it, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. And boy, you know, it's funny. If we mention resveratrol, the red wine molecule, or Longevinex, the particular product we promote here on the show, people are kind of like, you know, I need to go ask my doctor. But garlic? I've never heard a person say they need to go ask their doctor about garlic. Get the world's best one, Garlazyme, if you're trying to beat the garlic odor and breath and avoid the pungency in your throat. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955.
You know, I really encourage everybody, honestly, to take advantage of that four-bag special, and I'll tell you why. One of the, you know, what you just mentioned in that study, Bill, that the immediate impact wasn't as noticeable, but after a little while, the fresh garlic and the tomato really made a difference in those tumors. When you get that real allicin that you only get with fresh garlic, you know, again, you don't get it with garlic pills, you don't get it cooking with garlic, there's other benefits. I won't discourage you from all those other things. But when you really get that allicin and you get that hydrogen sulfide gas, just that little whiff that even in the news is showing dramatic health benefits, and do that for 4 months, just one a day. It's not a lot of money. You're going to see a big difference. And you give it 4 months and you're not going to have any doubts.
Hey, David, I know we don't have any time left, but I'm going to tell you my one outrageous thing before we leave. And that is in the country of Australia, Philip Morris International is threatening to sue the government there because they're requiring plain packaging on their cigarettes, and the cigarette company wants to be compensated for their losses. Can
Wait
you believe this?
You mean that they don't get to advertise or promote? They just seriously, they just get to say like Philip Morris cigarettes or Marlboro, whatever it is.
They want compensation for their losses on this requirement. So anyway. It's outrageous. The world's a crazy place. Don't let it get you down. And, this is about have a heart. We're trying to reach out to folks in a special, unusual way that other health shows don't. And if we're helping you, let us know. If we're not, ask us questions that you need answered, and we'll try and get you all the study and homework done. David Stouter, your health warrior, Bill Sardi here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Stay tuned. David, your sign-off words to us.
Yeah, you know, folks, we didn't pick too hard on modern medicine today, but, you know, you hear Bill bringing up the fact that, you know, get permission from your doctors. Let me, again, just get something clear to you. We're not talking about natural medications on this program. We're talking about food supplements. These are not under-regulated drugs. These are highly regulated foods. Relax. It's part of your food. Enjoy it and use it because this is Mother Nature's gift to you to really bring health. You know, the red wine, the garlic part of the Mediterranean diet, the tomatoes. You tune in every week and we'll be here for you. Thanks for listening. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.